So you'll take some questions on this, then we'll move on to some others. And I've got McCaddy, Councillor McCaddy, Councillor Bertina, and Councillor Whitehead.
Mr. Mayor, there's a number of things that I have questions on.
Here.
The 60% completion that's referred to prior to SIA being applied, it's my understanding that a majority of that was the east-west component of the road, which was independent or could be perceived as being independent of the north-south expressway. That is, it could function as an east-west route as it has over the past number of years now, east-west route across the top of the mountain. There were some bridges worked on down in the north-south component. That bridge work was likely required in any case. King Street, Queenston, in bad shape, just the age of those bridges. So I mentioned the 60% completion in terms of the way it's being interpreted here. Provincial assessment, that was a consolidated hearing board where we had two Ontario Municipal Board hearing officers, one Environmental Assessment Board hearing officer, so it was a joint initiative. The environmental assessment was part of it. The two Ontario Municipal Board hearing officers, certainly back in those days, were tend to be development-oriented, so they voted in favor of the expressway. Chair of the Environmental Assessment Board, Michael Jeffries, voted against the expressway going ahead, and in fact had a 112-page dissenting opinion. One could suggest that it was a stacked hearing board in the sense that the two OMB officers had the vote, and the Environmental Assessment Board fellow who was dealing with the environmental issues more clearly and understood them more clearly voted against the expressway. The trigger of the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act, as I understand it, was the Fisheries Act. That was based on both migratory fish, local fish being present in the creek, but about 24 species of fish, which is awfully high, very high for an urban creek. And a number of those fish were migratory, and they moved from Lake Ontario through Hamilton Harbor up into the creek to spawn and back again. So it's a tremendously significant creek from a fisheries perspective. The other important thing to note about the Fisheries Act and the permit that was required for the Fisheries Act, this is the only project in Canada where 8 kilometers of creek are being relocated as a result of this project using a method known as the natural stream channel design. That's a method that's only been tried on very small little sections of creek in the past, 500 meters, perhaps a kilometer. It's never been tried on an 8-kilometer section before, particularly a significant creek such as the Red Hill Creek, which is the second largest creek going into Hamilton Harbor behind Spencer Creek. So the trigger with the Fisheries Act was significant. That's one of the reasons why the federal government was interested in this project. It's about the migratory birds. It's suggested in the slides here that this was contrived information, contrived expert opinion on migratory bird impacts. Well, when the NDP government was in place and they were interested in trying to find an alternative route to the expressway, and in fact did find an alternative route, which the environmental groups in Hamilton actually agreed to. Region of Hamilton, Wentworth Council decided not to agree to it. It was very close to an election time with the provincial government. They decided they'd roll their dice with a possible conservative government. In fact, they got their wish with Mr. Harris coming in. But the point being here is that the NDP government provided funding through David Crombie and actually went through the Conservation Authority for the Hamilton Naturalist Club to conduct a biological inventory of the Red Hill Valley. It was a very comprehensive inventory, employing professional biologists to do that work. A key component of that work was a spring and fall migratory bird survey of the valley. The spring survey in particular showed that the valley was tremendously significant from a migratory bird perspective. It's a north-south trending valley, as we know. Birds coming across Lake Ontario see the valley and what were 47,000 trees once upon a time. And settle right down in there and refuel on their way further north to their breeding grounds. Some of them staying in the valley as well and breeding in the valley. On page 7, suggests there was no evidence of additional scientific work done to support the conclusion that migratory birds were an issue in the valley. And that's, in fact, just frankly untrue. So I wanted to point that out. And I've got that report, and I can bring it in and show it to members of council. We likely have it here in our files, our Red Hill Creek Valley files. With the project. The Internal Events and Environment Canada, which suggests that some members of Environment Canada were members of the Hamilton Naturalist Club, Friends of Red Hill Valley. This is a key point because this harkens back to this whole case, which has to prove that there's been a conspiracy on the part of the federal government employees and the part of Sheila Copps. So we've got to prove these people were acting in bad faith, and they're putting together really a conspiracy against the city of Hamilton to stop the road. What we're talking about here are professional biologists, professional engineers, professional planners, and perhaps others. We're alleging that they all acted in bad faith, acted in unprofessional manner, but acted in a conspiratorial way to try and stop this road. In my mind, it's going to be very difficult to prove. And the other factor with that I'll just mention is that In order to take this case forward to the courts, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of City of Hamilton money to do this. We won the case. The City of Hamilton, won the case in 2001 that the act did not apply. And the project, of course, has gone ahead since that time. I'm clearly against the project, but I've accepted that decision. I've accepted being part of this city council. I've moved ahead with good faith myself to not try and stop the road anymore. However, having won that case, the federal government being awarded costs as part of that, I have a real hard time with us spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of more taxpayers' money to try and prove that there was a conspiracy amongst the staff at Environment Canada and Department of Fisheries and Oceans. To me, this is a very dicey situation, and I think it speaks to a keynote decision in the history of this particular council. We're in a situation where there's a real question as to the control that's being exercised on this council by outside law firms. We know about the case where the individual was paid to work with the Aboriginal groups, $275,000 of taxpayers' money. Nobody seems to know whether that was approved or not, or who approved it. None of the councillors that I've heard of, I was not counsel at the time, none of the councillors that I'm aware of, quoted in the Spectator, were aware of that. So this is a very key question. How much control do we give up on this council to outside law firms? Of course, associated money associated with that, the City of Hamilton money, over $4 million to fight that SIA case that we actually won. Perhaps money well spent, some would view here at the city. We've won it. We've spent that money. We spent additional money since that time with Gowling's law firm, and as I say, there's lots more money to be spent if we go ahead with this particular case. If we're actually considering going ahead with this, we've got to think of this very, very carefully, and to also think about the long-term implications for a municipal government to take the federal government to court over a situation like this, and the implications for the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act across the country. Environment Canada, Department of Fisheries and Oceans employees, in my mind, were doing their job to protect the environment. That's their job as Environment Canada employees, as DFO employees. And to move ahead with this kind of thing is going to put a real chill across the system, right across the country. This is not an Ontario issue. Be mindful, this is a federal issue. And if the City of Hamilton sues the federal government or forces the federal government by setting up this court case to settle out of court for $20 or $30 million, which is, I suspect, is maybe a possibility, we need really to look at the ethics of using the federal government employees as pawns to try and acquire this money. So there's all kinds of ethical issues involved here. People are watching this city council as we deliberate here. I don't mean just on TV tonight, I mean in a general sense watching our direction. And this will have implications right across the country. Other municipalities may also decide to go after the federal government, and environmental protection across the country could be in jeopardy. So I clearly will be voting against this, and I would ask my council colleagues to think seriously about this and whether we're going to be controlled by an outside law firm.